Yeah, so I started at Glendon, actually. That's where I studied, and absolutely loved it, and graduated in 2005, which isn't that long ago, so it shouldn't be hard to remember. But I took international studies and political science, and also I took enough courses to have a minor in philosophy, but I don't know if York still does the thing where they only recognize one minor. So it came in handy. The degree, obviously, just having a degree, period, is very valuable. But to get involved in Tempus International, I actually did that while I was studying. And I think the setting that I was in was the most valuable thing. There were so many people around, people like you, that are just interested in international development that wanted to get involved in something. So I got a group of them together, and we started Tempus. Backing up just a little bit, actually, before that, I took a gap year between high school and university. Spent some time in Nepal and was really struck by how different it was and the opportunities that exist for young people in Canada and how they don't exist for young people in so many other places around the world. Like, for example, I went to a high school called Lauren Park in Mississauga, which is a pretty privileged area. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. All right. Who knew? And I mean, a lot, Mark? Mark at the back can attest that a lot of the guys there, a lot of the girls there, really had pretty much everything handed to them on a silver platter, and didn't have to work for so much, but could get pretty much whatever they wanted. And then you contrast that with people, these kids in Nepal, for example, where they're, you know, hardworking, intelligent, honest, great kids. That, like, their biggest dream is to sell T-shirts because that would be great for them. And it just kind of struck me as not really all that fair. So, yeah, sorry, I'm distracted. I haven't seen Mark for 5-6 years. yeah, so that is what motivated me to get Tempus started. And since then, it's grown from... really just myself and my buddies that started it to an organization. We grew to have about 100 people at one time and then figured out that we were much more efficient as a small, lean organization. So now we have a team of about a dozen people that take care of everything. We have 15,000 students participated in our last writing competition in Nepal, and we do that all on a budget of less than $20,000. So yeah, my personal path there was basically see the need, be put in the right environment to get together with like-minded people, and then do something to address it. And I think that's something that pretty much anybody can do.